Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your host for the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We try to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz every Sunday night from about 8 to 10. And so make a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. Tonight we're going to do installment two of our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. The Curtis Counts Group, as it was really called, was a quintet. It was a working group out on the West Coast that cut several fine albums on the Contemporary label, which was a West Coast independent label, and they worked all up and down the West Coast for quite some time, and I think you'll enjoy their sounds. The group is led up by Curtis Counts on bass, Harold Land was on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano. I always like to note that Carl was originally from Indianapolis, gravitated to the L.A. jazz scene, and Frank Butler is on drums. This is a composition written by the tenor saxman in the group Harold Land called Landslide. Yes, our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. And that was a little thing done by the group called Landslide, written by the tenor sax man on that particular track, which was Harold Land. It also had a nice trumpet solo there by Jack Sheldon. Piano work was by Carl Perkins. I'm going to dip into the Duke Ellington songbook now. Do something by trumpet man Clark Terry, doing the Duke Ellington standard, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Along with Clark on trumpet, we've got Jack Wilson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Frank Zariano on drums. This is from Clark's album, The Clark Terry Five, Memories of the Duke. Thank you. nice, easy, laid-back version of Duke Ellington's Things Ain't What They Used to Be, featuring Clark Terry on trumpet. By the way, Clark Terry was in the jazz trumpet section as a soloist in the Ellington band for about 9 years, so I guess you'd say he knew that song inside and out. Going to return back to our highlight group of the week, and that's the Curtis Counts group, which was a quintet with Harold Land on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums, led up by the bass man, Curtis Counts. And this is a little thing written by the trumpet man, Jack Sheldon, called Pink Lady. We'll be right back. some riff thing called Pink Lady, written by the trumpet player in the Curtis Cronk's group, Jack Sheldon. And now we're going to turn to guitarist Kenny Burrell from his Blue Note album, Kenny Burrell on View at the Five Spot. Of course, we've got Kenny Burrell on guitar, along with Kenny Burrell on the front line. We've got John Jenkins on alto sax, Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Denny Richmond on drums. And this is a little thing written by Kenny called 36-23-36. Kenny Burrell's group live at the Five Spot Cafe in New York City. And that was a little thing written by Kenny, the guitarist on that track, called 36-23-36. Piano work there was done by Sonny Clark. Back to our highlight jazz group of the week. That's the Curtis Counts group, which was a quintet comprised of Curtis Counts on bass, Harold Lynn on tenor sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Frank Butler on drums. And this is a nice rendition of a thing that became kind of a standard, still here today, called Too Close for Comfort.
Thank you.
Too Close for Comfort by the Curtis Counts Group, and that featured primarily the piano player throughout that track, Kyle Perkins. We're going to turn now to an album, The Brothers Condoli Sextet, Two for the Money, including Pete and Connie Condoli on trumpet, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Max Bennett on bass, Frankie Capp on drums, Howard Roberts on guitar. The Brothers Condoli, Pete and Conti, were out of Mishawaka, Indiana. They both made a big splash. Connie worked with the Herman Band and Woody Herman Band, Stan Kenton Band, Jerry Mulligan, big bands. He worked with Terry Gibbs, big band. He did a lot of work in small combos throughout the West Coast. His brother Pete was quite a character. He was a high note trumpet player and known for quite a bravado. And when he worked with the Herman Band in the late 40s, he would fly in on the stage in a Superman outfit and play a high note trumpet solo. And he was also, I guess, quite a luthero. I think he married Edie Gourmet, so the guy did get around quite a bit. So this is a nice ballad that they did together called Willow Weep for Me.
Thank you.
Brothers Condoli, the Brothers Condoli Sextet from their album Two for the Money, doing a nice ballad of Willow Weep for Me. And there's also some fine guitar work there by Howard Roberts and a little taste of Jimmy Rolls on piano. Okay, we're going to turn to the Gershwin Songbook by the Curtis Counts Group. And this is their version of Love Walked Right In. Swinger was a nice medium tempo version of a George and Ira Gershwin classic, Love Walked In, by the Curtis Counts Group. I'm going to turn now to the whispering tenor sax sounds of Stan Getz. And this is a little thing written by Oscar Hammerstein, according to the liner notes I have. I think it was also Jerome Kern was the composer of the music when they revived one of their musicals in the late 40s. And this has got Stan Getz on tenor sax, Jimmy Rolls is on piano, Bob Whittlecock on bass, Max Roach on drums, Nobody Else But Me.
Thank you.
Nice relaxed Stan gets there on tenor sax doing Nobody Else But Me. Fine, easy going version of that particular composition. Well, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 The Lakeshore, and we do always take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It only takes 5-6 minutes, and then we'll be back. So we're going to close out the first hour with a little thing by our highlight jazz group of the week, the Curtis Counts Group. And this is their version of a Charlie Parker thing called Bigfoot.
Thank you.